When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title, What Could Go Wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantee.
Two jelly beans. Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
What's up?
Also, here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
That's me.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So we're going to talk about one of my favorite things today, snacks. Why? Because I like to eat in small doses constantly. And you know what one of the best things to eat ever is? Pickles.
Pickles!
Pickles.
Are we talking specifically about pickled cucumbers or about anything that has been pickled?
I will admit I enjoy most pickled things, but the thing I enjoy the most that is pickled would be a pickled dill cucumber.
So not sweet pickles.
Oh man, sweet pickles are delicious.
For some reason, while I like sweets, a sweet pickle just does not tickle my fancy.
Be honest, Jeff, how long did you practice saying that?
Only a few times.
Hold on. I was not ready for that. One, here's the thing. Pickle is a known funny word.
It's true.
You can put a pickle just about anywhere and it's going to be humorous.
It's true. I keep one in my Christmas tree.
They're wonderful for many occasions.
Yes. Then, when you have a word that rhymes with pickle, such as tickle, and you put them right next to each other, then that pickle tickle effect.
See, that's a great line from A League of Their Own.
There's a pickle tickle effect?
Well, they talk about a pickle tickle in regards, as a euphemism for sexual intercourse.
Okay. Oh man, I'm totally just talking about eating pickles.
That's fine.
I mean, he could be too, I don't know.
I mean, I'm not against the other thing either. I'm just saying we're talking about snacks here. I'm actually talking about literally eating things. So go on with your story.
That was the end.
Oh, I see. Okay. There's an old movie from conclusion. The 90s that talks about sex using pickle euphemisms.
I can get behind this.
Okay. So, does that count as a thing that can go wrong with pickles?
You could get confused and go down the wrong track with someone. Yeah, I could see that ending poorly for someone.
I can remember when I first figured out what they were talking about, and that was a bit embarrassing. It was like my favorite movie, and I watched it all the time, and I quoted it all the time. And I remember when I realized what I had been talking about as like a good little evangelical, homeschooled, small person. This was traumatic. I'm over it now. Still one of my favorite movies. But
I have yet to see A League of Their Own.
What? Movie night.
Indeed. Movie night.
We can have pickles!
I have jars of deliciously spiced pickles that you can't buy anymore. Seasoning in my cupboard. We can enjoy them together.
Are those Green Moon pickles?
No, they are the Duker Dills that are no longer made.
I saw a pickle shop in a basement in Portland.
That sounds like the perfect place to get your basement pickles.
I'm sure it was legit. They had a completely ugly green sign that someone had designed. And
oh, yeah. It had art. You had to know it was good.
Yeah. So, but then the next time I drove by, the pickle sign was gone. So I'm wondering if there just wasn't enough of a market for niche pickles.
Can you get botulism from improperly canned pickles?
I'm sure you can.
I mean, I think the pickling process would kill most things.
But if you do it improperly.
Sure, I mean, anything done improperly can lead to mishaps.
Like, that would be an easy way to lose your pickle store. Like, one case botulism.
Yep.
That's what happened with olives.
No one suspected it. Botulism.
Olives were sold in jars for a good long time, until there was like a major botulism outbreak from some olives, killed a bunch of people. So then they started canning them, and it changed the olive industry.
But olives are still sold in jars.
But they didn't. For a long time, they weren't.
Oh, like, I see. I'm with you now.
Do they have to have a warning on them now? Like, this may contain botulism.
I think it's more that there are, like, food well, as of the recording of this podcast in March of 2017, there are still food regulations that may change going forward, but...
But right now...
Yeah, compared to the early 20th century when you could, you know, put formaldehyde in a cup and sell it to babies, we're doing much better.
Well, it's like sandwich places that sell sprouts, like, have a warning that are, like, basically like, hey, if you get listeria, it's on you, not us. Or, like, when you go to sushi improv, you know, like, you might get sick because you're eating raw fish. It's on you, honey, not us.
I think honey has a warning label. Don't give me to babies.
Yeah.
All right. Next favorite food. Cheese.
Oh, man. Here's the problem with cheese. It's the most perfect, most delicious thing. And you just eat it and eat it and eat it until your system is so blocked up that you explode.
Oh, what a way cheese. To go. That's how I want to die.
One of the great things about cheese is the diversity of cheese. I don't know when I stopped getting just like Kraft American singles as a kid and found out there were other types of cheese. But holy shit, y'all. There are lots of different good types of cheeses.
So many cheeses.
Your world was expanded, as was your bacteria intake.
That's right. My microbiome is flourishing.
It's important.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta feed them microbes.
Healthy, innered bacteria.
Unlike those unhealthy outer bacteria.
Very different things.
That's why I only shower in scalding water.
Seems one way to do it. Minus the horrible scalding. So what's your favorite kind of cheeses?
I mean, all of the cheeses, really. I feel like if I picked a favorite cheese, the other cheeses might visit me in my sleep with a bit of an axe to grind. And they're like, I thought I was your favorite. And it would be like a whole thing. And I'd probably end have up so like many on more Maury cheese Povich. To eat. Is that still a show?
Maybe pasteurized.
Really? You stick to just pasteurized cheeses?
Well, I don't just stick to them, but I think they're my favorite because they are the least likely to kill me.
They are the least likely to kill you. But it's that thing again where, like, if you live on the edge, like, maybe you'll live a little more. It's like you eat the non-pasteurized cheeses. You're like, man, I don't know if I'm going to get done eating this, if I'm going to die. And then, you know, like, you call all your family, you're like, I just want you to know I love you. And then you eat the cheese. I don't know.
Boom.
Living life on the edge of the cheese knife. Chrissy.
All right, talking about living life on the edge, eating the mixed nuts from the bar.
Oh, this is actually life on the edge for me because I'm super allergic to walnuts.
You don't know what's in there.
Are there walnuts in mixed nuts?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
I do not recall.
The fancier nut mixes have it.
You got to be careful, really? Too, because some, like, you've got to read the label to see if your nut mix was, like, created in a factory that also shells walnuts. Because a lot of them are. And, I mean, I haven't hit the part. Okay, so, like, the great thing about nut allergies is, like, you could be slightly allergic to a nut, and then the next time you, like, die. So my nut allergy has gone from, like, a mild mouth itching to, like, pretty bad. But I still have to be in contact with the I have to eat the actual nut. I haven't had, like, the, oh, this nut was just in contact with the other nut. But that's a possibility. Mixed nuts are no joke, a death trap.
It's been a long time since I've had mixed nuts. So I'm worried that if I were to try them now, I would find out that nuts are fungible. That... When I just grab a handful of nuts out of the mixed nuts thing, they're all going to taste the same. They're just this weird tree protein or ground protein from a plant that
I'd say
is
most
crunchy.
Nuts have a very unique flavor.
I mean, they do, but here is a real thing. Like, if your mixed nuts have peanuts in them, like, all of your nuts end up tasting like peanuts.
Maybe that's... Okay, I get that. But, like, Nutella tastes like a thing, but it doesn't taste like chocolate plus hazelnut. It tastes like Nutella. Or, like, peanut butter doesn't taste like peanuts. It tastes like peanut butter.
Well, sure, that kind of depends. Like, if you're eating jelly beans and you just eat a whole handful of them, they all kind of just taste like sweet. But if you take out the individual pieces and enjoy their different flavor
profiles... Unless they've been with peanuts.
Oh, man,
and
yeah.
And they just taste like peanuts.
So what happened if you have mixed nut flavored jelly beans? Do you taste... Does each jelly bean have a different mixed nut flavor assigned to it?
Or is it just so.
The jelly beans are... Like, the individual jelly bean has the flavor pool of mixed nuts.
Of, like slightly off peanuts. Because that's what all of the other... Like cashews that have been around peanuts, they taste like kind of off peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, are these a little stale? No, they're just cashews. Cashews on their own, delicious.
Hmm.
I'm not sure I would eat a cashew-flavored jelly bean, though.
I'd try it.
But if there's a turtle flavored jelly bean, and by turtle I mean the cashew and caramel and chocolate delicacy, not an actual turtle. Yeah.
I'm less excited.
That's just sick.
Oh, I mean, I'm more excited. Hummus and veggies, delicious, right?
Meh.
Go on.
Meh.
What veggies? Because, like, is it, like, celery? Because celery's the worst.
I mean, well, whichever ones you use just to get the vehicle of the hummus to your mouth.
It doesn't matter. If you've already committed to hummus, then you've ruined your vegetables. Why don't you have just a good ranch dressing that you're dipping those veggies in?
Because the hummus tastes better and is better for you?
No, it doesn't, and no, it isn't.
It then does ranch? Have a lot of garlic yes. in it. Garlic is... good for you.
Keeps the vampires away.
It also makes you smell like garlic.
I must have had the low garlic hummus. Because I really like garlic, but hummus is like not even in my top 84 foods.
Maybe you need to make your own hummus.
What's the 84th food?
Wait. Oh, right above hummus?
Mm-hmm.
Tapenade.
Interesting.
Ew, really? Like, you like tapenade more than hummus?
Yeah.
We might need to consider what we stock.
I am a gross beast monster because I like olives that taste like dirt. And if you chop up a bunch of olives and put them in a pile with olive oil and put that on a cracker, I like that slightly more than I like hummus.
You make it sound so appetizing.
Here's a dirt cracker, guys.
Shout out to my friends who don't like olives, if you're even listening to this after I said olives.
Well, I think with that wonderful little flavor profile, that's all the time we have for tonight. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
Hey guys, guess what? Guess what? Guys!
Wait, I'm sorry.
Wait, we're supposed
were
to talk?
Were you talking to us or the listeners? I thought
you
were talking to the listeners.
I'm talking to you.
Oh,
guess
what?
Okay, what?
Olive juice.
Olive juice is number 34.
Thanks for listening.